Assalamu alaikum, everyone, and welcome to the second edition of our short sound bites regarding personal finance. Welcome back. So I just wanted to kind of touch base. At the end of the last episode, we actually encouraged everyone to start tracking your spending over the last 2 weeks. And I'm just going to kind of touch on a couple of things that might have come up for those of you that did that exercise. So typically when we track our spending, it does kind of help to see where the loose holes are and the cracks are. So if we find that we're not feeling in control of our finances, sometimes doing that two-week ledger will kind of really give you a small picture of what's really going on. If you do it for a whole month, you'll see an even bigger picture of really what's happening. And that can help kind of fill in the holes in terms of why you're not saving, where's the money going? I find that I make enough money, but I don't know where it all goes. It's really good to help see really that big picture. So a reason to kind of continue to do this is that you can really become aware of what your spending is, and it'll help you stick to your goals. And then it can kind of give you an idea of where you need to set up some guardrails or some kind of stops for yourself before you kind of spiral out of control in those specific areas. Okay, so we'll leave it at that. We will come back to tracking our spending over the next couple of episodes, where we'll kind of really hone down on each area that people tend to overspend in and not realize, because ultimately we want you to achieve your goals. And if we don't know what's going on with our money, we won't be able to achieve those goals or even take those steps to start achieving them. So today I do want to talk briefly about really trying to get money into everyday conversations. Whether you're single and or you have a partner that you share finances with, it's always good to keep it part of the conversation. So even for yourself, talk about it every day with yourself, you know, keep track of it, write down your goals, or with your partner, talk about mutual goals. What do we see ourselves doing 5 years, 10 years from now? So I'm going to include some tips and tricks that will help guide your conversations, whether that's with your partner, your spouse, or you know, whether you're writing this down in your journal, and that'll help keep those goals on track. So it's what they call a budget meeting. It doesn't have to necessarily be that. It's just a money meeting or time out of your week that you have set aside to take control of your finances. So these things will include questions and discussions that focus on practical realities and future goals at the same time. The first thing you can do is, how is my spending trending compared to what my budget is? And this is assuming that you kind of have, you know, a quote unquote budget already set up. It doesn't have to be very fancy, just basic. It could even be in your head. And this can kind of give you an idea of whether or not you're achieving some of those goals or not. So if in your head you think, okay, I know I spend about $2,000 a month in housing costs, or, you know, 500 of that in transportation, and another 500 for childcare if you have children, or another 500 in disposable spending, the rough idea. So how is that spending trending towards compared to your budget? Do we need to cut back, or are we not being realistic? And a way to check this is by tracking your spending. So at the end of the month, if you find that you're actually, oh, I'm actually spending $1,000 a month in transportation, then that's a good opportunity to kind of look at that and say, okay, am I being realistic here and setting aside only $500 for that? The other thing that's really good to talk about or to consider or jot down is, where is my overspending coming from, and how should I better allocate that so I'm not trying to catch up with it at the end of the month, kind of after the fact? Can I stop it before it becomes an overspending category? And that's something that you can review on a monthly basis. If it continues to happen, then it likely needs to be quote unquote dealt with. You need to be able to set aside money for that before you do spend it. Otherwise, you will always be behind. Another thing to look at is, what surprised us this month? And again, this is usually after you do a whole month of tracking expenses. You don't have to do this necessarily every month. You can do it after 2 week increments. You can do it after 1 week, like every Friday you take a look at things. The point is that you're always kind of keeping tabs on your spending. So what surprised us this month? Or what surprised me this month? Are there things that I should be considering moving forward? I.e., do I need to add an extra $250 to my transportation costs to help cover me so I'm not trying to adjust for that at the end of the month? Do I need to adjust or add to any categories to better be prepared? As you do this every few weeks, every few months, you will find that over time, you will be in more quote unquote control over your spending and having a good handle on your finances. Then there's also things that you aren't for sure that you have accounted for. So what do we have coming up next month, next couple of months? Everyone knows that Ramadan is just around the corner. Alhamdulillah, may Allah give us the health and wealth to be able to live through Ramadan, inshallah, and benefit from it. So things that we can prepare ahead of time is we know we want to be more generous during Ramadan because of all of the blessings we get from doing that. So what can we do now to prepare for that in the next couple of months? Do I put away an extra $5 or $10 a day to be able to donate more generously during that month, that blessed month? Any events or expenses that we need to prepare for after the fact? So for those of you who have family and little ones, gifts for Eid and decorations. I know the household decorations. Sometimes, so I'm a very minimalist type person, and it's really helped us along our financial journey. And as we become a little bit more fiscally responsible with our money, I've been able to put some more money aside for some household decorations, especially during Ramadan and Eid. But with Instagram and Pinterest and all of these cute ideas, it's really hard to keep that, you know, kind of contained. So I think this household decorating, especially during these times of the years when you want your family and friends and your children to really enjoy this special time, really setting aside maybe $100 or $200. And that's something we can prepare for in advance, especially around right now when we have a couple of months to do that. Ramadan and Eid aside, things that we don't always account for that usually come up are car repairs, just to kind of give you some ideas, some household repairs, whether that's just anything around the house. It can be kind of very generic in that sense. So make sure you're setting aside some money for that too. It is always important. And then the next thing we want to do is kind of look at the bigger picture. So those first four ideas are really just what can we look at now? What can we tweak for the next couple of months? And then really you want to take the bigger picture. This is where you look deeper and talk about where you want to be with your goals. Do they align with my current values? If for those of you who are married, does my spouse and I are we on the same, are our priorities lining up, and are we on track for our long-term goals for Hajj and for education for our children? So always reevaluate your priorities because those will change over time. I know when my children were a lot younger, we weren't always necessarily thinking about education, but as they're getting older, we're like, we do want to put some money away for their college. It probably would be a good idea. And particularly because Hajj, subhanAllah, with the cost of travel and just in general, not everybody will have the ability to make that journey. May Allah give us the wealth and health to be able to do that. It's something that you should definitely consider saving for now. We have a budget tracker, like I guess a goal tracker that kind of is putting us on track to, inshallah, do Hajj about 20 years from now, inshallah. And we're still having to put away about $400 a month to be able to do that. And it's doable because it's a priority for me and I include it in our budget. So, and this just kind of gives you the ability to see things realistically. Yes, you know, Hajj, well, mind you, I'm including my two children in that journey because they will be old enough and I do want them to experience that. And I want to be able to provide that experience for them. So I do include it for a family of four. So that being said, it will be more expensive, but for us to be able to do that, and that's important to me, I include it in our budget. It's a priority for us. And so that goes in there. And then always reviewing those priorities. Are you considering private education? You know, the elementary and grade school education, has that changed? Are you considering changes in jobs? And so I think as long as you're constantly checking in and saying, and looking at things and saying, okay, I think these priorities and values align and they're consistent and we haven't changed. There haven't been any major changes in our lives. And I think we're going to stay on the same track. As long as you're checking in, I think that's important because things will change and they have changed over the last 4 years that I've been really doing very meticulously budgeting. Things have moved and things have shifted and that's okay. As long it's very fluid. It's a very fluid thing. So those are some things you'll want to think about as you're creating your budget, as you're looking at your spending, as you're tracking your spending, and you're formulating these goals. These are some things you want to consider. So that concludes our Faith and Finance Friday for this week. Inshallah, we'll come back in 2 weeks and we'll talk more about budgeting. We'll kind of dive deeper down into these different topics. Okay, take care. Salam.
We wanted to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for taking the time out of your day to listen to our show. Feel free to reach out to us at muslimwomenandfinance@gmail.com. And you can also find us on Instagram at @MuslimWomenInFinance with any thoughts, feedback, or questions. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And please take a moment to like, share, and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you and salam. The opinions expressed in this podcast are for informational entertainment purposes only and do not reflect professional advice.